This is part two of a three-part series featuring Stuart Hirshhorn, Research Director at Catalina Research.
Now, Mr. Trump has promised a war on the southern border, and we're going to talk about the economy here. And the number of illegal immigrants who had crossed the border in 2016, according to what I just read, was about 1 million. According to figures that I've seen, they say there are over 11 million illegals in the U.S. I suspect that it's probably much bigger than that, but I don't know. What are the positive and negative effects on the economy of these numbers? I'm just saying the fact that they are here and coming in at whatever the rate, how is that affecting the economy, positively or negatively, or both?
Well, I don't know if it affects the economy so much. I mean, it could represent, you have all that money from corporations overseas. I mean, just looking from an economic point of view, that's capital that's not being employed in the United States. So if the economy is growing and you're not investing capital, then to offset it, you have to hire labor. That's one of the reasons why productivity hasn't moved over the last decade, because companies are, between maybe environmental policies, economic policies, trade policies, they're hesitant about investing in the United States. So you have to substitute that with labor. And, of course, companies are going to be looking for the cheapest labor they can find, which would probably be illegal immigrants. That is the situation. So if capital is able to be brought back and companies start investing in labor-saving, equipment, especially in the food service, where you may have high levels of illegal immigrants being employed. Agriculture, high levels of illegal immigrants being employed. But if you invest in capital, you wouldn't get a need for them. You wouldn't have the draw. So, those policies could make those problems dissipate. Even without a change of policy, of specific policy on immigration.
I see. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has said that the unemployment rate is 4.9%. I understand that some 94 million people are out of work and are not looking for a job. What's your take on the overall job market in the future? If we're talking a year from today, what do you think we're going to be saying about the unemployment rate?
The unemployment could hold steady, and you could still have a sharp increase in employment if the discouraged workers come back to work. But, people ask me, why did Donald Trump? And I said, I'll give you five reasons. One, the first one is the percent of adults in the U.S. employed is going down. The percent of households owning their own home is going down. The percent of households that could qualify for a mortgage is going down. The percent of, household income is going down. People's ability to pay for college education is going down, and people's ability to pay for health care is going down. That's why Donald won. So, if he doesn't get those turned around, then Donald will also lose. But I think that's the challenge. I think the rest of it is a lot of noise. I think those are the things that have to be turned around.
I see.
These may not be the answers you're looking for, but going back to Bill Clinton, he said it's the economy, and it really was the economy. And you could talk about global warming, you could talk about women's issues, you could talk about a lot of race issues, and it's probably very great things to accomplish. But if you don't get those five things turned around, you're never going to get to those other things, because that's what it's on the average working man. That's what he cares about first, that he gets a job that pays him a decent wage, that he can take care of his family, he can house them, he can educate them, he can get health care for them. If that doesn't happen, whether the government does it or the individual does it, those other issues don't mean a hill of beans to the average voter.
I hear you. Now, you had brushed on the housing industry a little bit earlier. What are your expectations going forward? You had mentioned we've never really gotten back to the level before the recession.
Well, and even you have a leveling off already, in the second half of 2016, with interest rates going back to the historic low, the housing stocks were starting to level off. You did have a shift. You're having a shift from the surge in multifamily housing. multifamily homes is more than double than the multifamily. But if you just looked at permits, you look at starts, you look at completions, they're all flowing in the second half of the year. Same thing with commercial, non-residential construction spending. So I said, if Donald comes in and gives a boost right away to corporate earnings and corporate spending, changes the direction of households' ability to get a mortgage, those will be very positive things for the flooring market going into 2017. Because the pent-up demand is there. I mean, the numbers of millennials that are living in someone's basement or renting a small apartment somewhere, they're still there waiting for their ability to get their share of the American dream. And so if we could change the economic environment allowing that to happen, the demand will be there.
Do you think the Fed is going to be raising interest rates here before the year is out?
Well, I don't know why they don't raise interest rates. You know, last year what they should have said is we're going to raise it a quarter this December, we're going to raise it a quarter every December going forward unless something changes. Because, you know, their interest rate, policy is just hurting everyone in America. And what an explanation of it, and it really comes down to what, you know, people can't save for their pensions, they can't save because they can't do anything. But the reality is if you think of the two policies of the Fed, one is that inflation, they're trying to get inflation up to 2%. And they're trying to keep interest rates below 1%. Well, that means real rate of return on your money is negative. And so if everyone's real rate of return, and that's government policy, that's Fed policy. You know, the average household can't get anywhere. Another reason why Donald Trump won.
I hear you. The remodeling market. I think you were pretty bullish on that, as I recall, the last time we talked. Are you still bullish? Are you more bullish?
Well, I don't know if I would say bullish. I would say that the builder market was slowing, the commercial market was slowing, the remodeling market never soared, so it has hopefully, it's just continuing what it did. So, you know, it just has this steady 2 to 3% increase per year. And so we don't see that tightening. Existing home sales, again, have leveled off. The growth has leveled off. But it's leveled off at a nice 5.5% rate. And that's really the driver of the residential remodeling market. Employment, you know, it's slow but steady increase. What you're doing is seeing personal income rising as wages rise. You know, that's a positive thing that would help remodeling. Especially the price of homes have gone up, so that's a positive thing. Less homes are in the water, so if you want to get a home equity loan, you know, those are all little positive steps. There's no boom going on there. But I think just relative to the stronger growing builder and commercial market, the residential remodeling market, you know, doesn't look so bad because those are the two markets slowing.
I gotcha. Let me shift over to the floor covering industry. What kind of growth are you expecting that we're going to see in 2016?
2016, the first half of the year started at 3 to 4%, and the second half of the year is 2 or 3%. So if you average that, you're looking at around 3%, maybe 2.5% to 3%. You know, which is a little slower than it's been in the last couple of years, as I said, mainly because the recovery in housing has matured, but not fully picked up by residential remodeling, and even commercial is slowing down a little bit. So the question going forward is, as I go back to the election results, I think the election results will help the industry in 2017 go back to 3 to 4% instead of remaining 2 to 3%.
I see.
This will conclude part two of a three-part series featuring Stuart Hirshhorn, Research Director at Catalina Research. We'll air the final part of this series this Thursday. This is Floor Radio.